BJ and Jamie.
The big story this morning, and it's kind of shocking, is that Meghan and Harry are headed back to the UK. I'm sorry.
It's the weirdest thing. When I saw this yesterday, and he's right, it is the biggest story. When I saw this yesterday, I was like, this is almost like, for me, if it was me, I made such a stink about how much, let's pretend like I said, I hate Colorado. Oh my God, Colorado sucks. And I just went on. And I did an interview with Oprah even. I said, Colorado's the worst place, blah, blah, blah. And then I moved away for 6 years. And then I came back. Like, that is just, it's just weird. It's embarrassing.
You badmouth your family.
Yeah.
You badmouth the UK. You badmouth everything that the royal family stands for. And you did this publicly over and over again. And now you got to tuck tail and go home.
It's a weird, something else is going on. And I can't figure it out.
Can't figure that Meghan wants to go.
She does not want to go.
You can't, because they hate her over there.
Well, not only that, but so do the William and Kate. They don't like her either, because remember, she put out the statement, Kate made me cry. Remember?
Right.
She told everybody Kate made me cry, that there was racism over her children because she's black and like all this stuff. And they don't even talk to her when she's there.
And other kids are going to pick on their kids. Going to pick on Harry and Meghan's kids.
Your mama is so ugly.
Your mama jokes. You're going to get a lot of your mom. All right, let me play this real quick here.
Okay. Prince Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex, are moving back to the UK. And they're bringing their children. They won't be living in a palace or a royal residence. They'll be living in a private residence. We don't know exactly where that is.
And an apartment complex.
Yeah, probably.
The king has made it clear that they won't be coming back to their full-time royal roles either. So they'll be expected to carry on the kind of work that they were doing in California, but over here in the UK, and they will be here.
What kind of work were they doing in California?
Whatever games, remember?
Invictus games?
Yeah, they did that. He did all.
They did all that before they even came here, though. Haven't the Invictus games been around for a long, long time?
Yeah, he said continue. Okay.
And they did those in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Full-time, because the children have been enrolled in British schools. Why they're coming over isn't entirely clear. We know that Harry has wanted to spend more time here, but the whole family coming is quite a surprise. Even to the King, who was only told on Sunday, despite meeting Harry over the summer in July, I'm told that this move wasn't discussed. The Sussexes have incredibly managed to keep this secret until now.
Man, oh man.
I don't know what y'all's theory is, but there is something weird going on. Do you think that Harry just said, listen, I'm going to divorce you and you're going to be on your own and I am done with this place and I'm done with you? You either come over with me. I told you I never wanted to stay in California. Plus, nobody really likes California anymore. And let's get the heck out of here.
And everything's dried up for them.
Yeah.
You know, they lost that Netflix deal. They lost the Spotify deal. There's other deals that were on the table that were pulled with her products.
Let me tell you something. She's so dumb because she was becoming, and she was acting like it on purpose. She was the new Diana. People were so excited about her because she was, she still had a little bit of hipness. You know, she wasn't so protocol. And so people are like, oh, she's a lot like Diana. Like, she just will break a few little rules. So people were digging her, right?
More like a common, one of the commons over there, right?
Exactly.
They would have been far better off if she would have accepted that role and stayed in the UK and never left and come to America.
Yeah, so.
That's what they should have done.
And then to disparage them like she did, that was a mistake.
And that was all her.
She should have just said, it wasn't my cup of tea, you know, and we're going to stay in contact. We love them, their family, blah, blah. But no, they had to go all Oprah on them.
I don't know how you go back.
In a Netflix documentary.
And blend in. How do you go back and do it? I mean, they're not going to live. They're not living the royal life.
Is she going to work at McDonald's?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like what? Like, how are they going to make a living?
I mean,
I know that he'll be fine. And so, I don't know. It's weird.
It is weird.
Somebody said that they think it's because Charles is way more sick than they've let on, and that Harry wants to be by his dad's side. That could be.
That could, yeah. Makes sense.
I don't know.
Yeah, that could, that makes a lot of sense, actually.
I'm shocked, though. I'm really surprised this morning. I didn't know it until this morning. And I'm like, whoa, they're moving back.
Oh, you didn't
back.
Know it?
I knew there was a rumor that someday they'd go back, but I didn't see it.
All over the, I forget you don't look at our Facebook.
No, I didn't see it. Yeah. I didn't see it. And I saw it this morning where it's now confirmed that the kids are enrolled in school in the UK. And I'm like, whoa, this moved fast.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
I think they've been run out of California.
Somebody says
nobody likes them.
I think Charles is going to die soon. That's why they're moving back. Somebody else said it's the Charles thing. Maybe he wants, you know, the grandkids to, and listen, I mean, let's.
Well, they said bad things about Charles.
I know, but Charles has forgiven them. You know, he said he's forgiven them and he wants him to have a relationship with his brother. Now let's think what's on the line here. Okay. We got some royal ass money going on here.
Yeah, we do.
And William's going to get it all. And William's family's going to get it all.
Yes.
And if you don't go back and kiss your dad's ass, you're not going to get any of those royal jewels and stuff.
I really think that Harry put his foot down. I think that Harry had had enough. Okay, enough. Let's go to where the parachute is.
But what don't you think, like, also watching your sibling get all the money, all the stuff, and you're like, wait a minute, we need a crown with a big ruby in it.
Yeah, you can't let him take that.
Harry, there's no way he could ever be king. He doesn't line up for it, you know? So he's got to get something out of this, the royal jewels.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, otherwise, William gets it all. So do his kids.
Oh, big story. Big story this morning. Meghan and Harry and the kids all packing up, leaving California. Back to the UK we go.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.